The shadows hold more than darkness. They hold the truth. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
When it comes to other celebrities here, it, like you said, just because they came and participated in the freak-off, I mean, as long as there weren't minors involved and they were not committing the crime, they were just, you know, like you said, reaping the benefits. Will those names be revealed? Let me just, for pure example here, I'm not saying this person was involved, but the two were pretty tight. Let's say, for pure example, Jay-Z. There's been a lot of speculation there of how tight they were, and did he know what was going on, or was he participating in what was going on? Let's just say Jay-Z came to some of these parties, again, theoretically. He didn't commit any crimes. There wasn't minors involved. He just showed up, participated, went home. Didn't traffic anybody, didn't get involved in the actual infrastructure of Diddy's schemes, but just came and went. But he has information now. He has knowledge that these things went on, if in fact that would be true. Again, all theoretical. Insert celebrity here that was close to him. Would that person be indicted if they didn't commit any crimes, or would they be committing a crime just by being a part of the crime that was committed to bring these sex workers in and things of that nature? Would their name be revealed publicly if they are able to provide testimony for the state? Would there be any option for them to have their name not revealed, or could they testify anonymously?
No.
No, okay.
They're not fucking special. They're fucking people who make music and movies.
Well,
they're
sure.
Not,
I just didn't know if they didn't commit the crime. I mean, it's obviously something that would hurt a reputation.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're a witness for the federal government. They don't get to hide their name. This is like people are trying to compare it to Epstein shit. Like, the difference between Epstein shit and the Diddy shit is power.
Okay.
Real political, global power. Diddy's just money. Mm-hmm. And influence. Like, there's two different things that were like you had people like literally running the world that were fucking with Epstein.
Yeah.
You don't, like, you just have people that have a huge amount of money and a huge amount of influence over the entertainment industry, which is power to a certain extent, but it's different power.
It's not political. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to get any special treatment. There's people that are going to be in there that are going to be trying to save their careers as opposed to trying to keep themselves out of prison. Because, again, when you look at the racketeering charge, which is essentially a RICO charge, it's going to have to be people. It's going to be the people that he was paying to do his bidding, not homies that came to these parties. You know, I mean, like, it's not criminal to be there. You know, it takes on a different air if they start finding women that were not consenting to the sex. You know, I mean, if this turns into aggravated sexual assaults where women are like, you know, and that's where the drugs come into play. Yeah. I mean, trust me, the feds are going to be looking at all of it.
Yeah.
And they're going to be talking to everyone.
Sure.
And then those are the discussions they're going to have. That's what I was talking about. I went through that long diatribe talking about they're going to squeeze everybody that has something to lose in order to get information. That's how the feds work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anything's possible, T.
Sure.
Like, honestly, do I think that any of the other big names are going to go down with them? Not as a part of his ring. You know what I mean? Jay-Z's got his own shit. Jay-Z's more powerful than Diddy ever was. Jay-Z's the real king.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that dude's the kingmaker for real. And I started to get the sense as you watched Diddy over the years that he was spun out. Like, he was getting weird. He was like doing like the Kanye West shit.
Yeah.
You know, there's something that seemed off about him just in terms of how he was acting. And I think that people were sensing it as well, you know, like, just because you're wealthy and, you know, you're famous in terms of being in the entertainment industry doesn't automatically mean that you're a sexual deviant. I think people that are kind of like, not my thing, dude. You know, like that ain't my shit. And I think that there's probably a bunch of his friends that were not like that.
Yeah.
And there's going to be people that be like, yeah, I'll fuck with it. I'll sure. do it. You know, I'll try it out.
Are you at all surprised that there wasn't multiple people being taken down simultaneously with this? Cause I think we were speculating that would happen and it didn't.
Like who?
I don't know. Like who they would have. I mean, other people that would have been involved in orchestrating his ring. I know it's an ongoing investigation.
They don't give a shit about those guys, Tony.
No.
They went right to the big fish.
I know, but I'm surprised that others weren't arrested simultaneously. What I'm wondering is, now are they sitting here? Are they watching, you know, basically, we dropped the bomb. Now, what are people doing that were part of his ring? How are they reacting to this? Because a lot of times, you know, the criminal behavior may happen after trying to cover things up.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is... All right, and I'm going to go back because the feds care about the big fish.
I know, yeah.
So they don't care about any of the people that were his security guard. Like, they don't give a shit about what they're going to use them for. Mm-hmm. Is to extract information. They're threatening them with adding them as defendants.
Sure.
But they're saying, look, as long as you cooperate,
yeah.
and we're talking full cooperation, there's no holdback of any information. We want all your phones. We want any conversations that may have taken. They're squeezing everybody that worked for him for information prior to the point where they would indict them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't care. And when I keep saying that they don't care about them, they're dispensable.
Mm-hmm.
Like the feds got the guy that they wanted. This is like, they were able to skip all the bullshit, like working their way up the chain, mm-hmm. and they just were able to get the kingpin. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's rare. And it's like, that's why when you listen to the AUSA yesterday, he's like, look, the Southern District is who does this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like this wasn't handled in Florida, mm-hmm. or California, which it could have been, because it's a federal case. It could have gone anywhere they wanted. They're like, we're handling this here in the Southern District because this is where we take down this type of shit. Mm-hmm. You know, we've nailed some big dudes on some big, like, I mean, Nexium, dude. Like, the Keith Raniere thing is like on all fours. It's like the exact same case, basically, except Raniere had it like under the guise of a cult.
But
he was doing the same shit. And, you know, Diddy hires the same lawyer who did a really, really shitty job for, I mean, I think Raniere got 180 years.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know.
It's
like a big story that's going to get, like, I was surprised yesterday that it wasn't getting quite as much traction as I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
I think when the details start coming out,
yeah.
I think that it's going to blow people's minds. I think people are going to be like, what?
Yeah.
It's all gonna be going. You and I will be covering it. That's for sure.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.